getting into the upper 40s. And I'm not sure if that's good or if that's bad if you're planning a polar plunge. And the Special Olympics Ohio has their polar plunge taking place in Cleveland tomorrow at Edgewater Park. And here to talk about that, we've got Kate Burdett with the Special Olympics for Ohio. Kate, thank you very much for the time. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. We're getting ready to do some freezing for a reason.
I love the puns that you guys put in your press release. I thought they were just fantastic. And, you know, we'll get into some of those a little bit later on. But before we dive into some of the details and the special guest that's lined up for tomorrow, let's begin with some of those basic details. It all goes down tomorrow, or I guess registration begins tonight. And then, of course, the event itself is at Edgewater Park tomorrow.
That's right. We have early check-in registration tonight at Masthead Brewing in downtown Cleveland. We'll be there from 5:30 to 7:30. And then tomorrow we'll start things up at 10 o'clock at Edgewater Park. And we will start the costume contest at noon. And we will give away some prizes. And then around 12:30, everybody goes in the water.
Very, very fun stuff. People are going in the water. If it's in the high 40s, it's not so bad. It's still cold. You go into Lake Erie.
The water's still cold.
Yeah, you go into Lake Erie, the water is still going to be cold. And I know people are waiting on pins and needles. Now for that special guest who is going to join the festivities tomorrow as a virtual captain.
Well, our virtual team captain is Baker Mayfield. He's a very good friend of Special Olympics Ohio. He has raised a lot of money for us, and his off-season is actually spent in a warmer climate. I believe he's in L.A. right now. But through the magic of social media and some other things, he recorded a great video for us asking folks to sign up for the plunge and to help us raise money for the more than 22,000 athletes that Special Olympics Ohio has all over the state. And we're so grateful to him. In fact, Team Baker is closing in on 90 participants right now and about $7,000 raised. We have a very cool pair of Bose wireless headphones autographed by Baker, and one person on the team, or Team Baker, who raises the minimum amount will be a winner of those headphones. We'll do a drawing for that tomorrow.
That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. So not only are you participating on Team Baker, you're representing Baker Mayfield, but you have a chance to win a pair of Bose headphones signed by the hotshot rookie signal caller for the Cleveland Browns as well. Very, very fun stuff. How did you guys line that up? You mentioned he's a very, very big fan of Special Olympics Ohio.
I believe that Baker goes back with Special Olympics nationally for many years. When he was in college, he worked with Special Olympics, and as soon as he got to Cleveland, he actually reached out and said that he wanted to help us in any way that he could. Earlier, actually, in late 2018, he released a special line of t-shirts that are being sold online, and 100% of the proceeds from those are benefiting our athletes as well. He's got some pretty cool gear at SOOH.org, our website. You can link right to that page if you want to check it out. But yeah, we love our Baker, and he is awesome. He's very cool, and he has some really exciting stuff planned for the coming season, and we're looking forward to hopefully doing a lot more with him.
Absolutely. Again, Kate Burdett with Special Olympics of Ohio joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about tomorrow's Cleveland Polar Plunge at Edgewater Park. People are freezing for a reason, and you guys actually have a costume contest. And boy, costumes have really kind of been taken to a whole nother level at these polar plunges in recent years. So at this costume contest, do we have multiple prizes or multiple awards? Are you looking for the most creative or the most detailed? What kinds of things are we looking for with this costume contest?
We definitely look at all of those factors. We have a group costume contest or a team costume and an individual one. And we have Special Olympics Ohio athlete leaders who are lined up to be the judges of the costume contest. So what exactly is considered, the criteria they're considering, is top secret, but they definitely picked some really good winners. They have so far.
Okay, so that's got us thinking about taking a trip down memory lane here. I mean, the years that you've been involved or in the years that you've been associated with these kinds of events, what are some of the best ones that you've seen from a group perspective and from an individual perspective?
At another one of our polar plunges this season, by far the best one I've seen all year, was a team that took on the theme from that Netflix movie Bird Box. They all wore blindfolds, basically, and they had made a canoe out of cardboard.
That's good.
It was a definite group effort, and it was very clever.
That's good. Have you seen, is there a method to kind of getting into the water at these things? You just jump in and go all the way in? Do people take it slow? How do most people approach it?
The best advice I can give as someone who has plunged before, and I will be tomorrow, is the faster the better. we will have, of course, rescue personnel on hand. We have divers that are properly suited up that are in the water, and they kind of provide the boundary. So nobody's allowed to go past them. We'll have to clear a little ice in the morning to get the swimming area ready. But folks pretty much run in and run out. We definitely do have some purists in the polar plunge community that believe you haven't done it unless you go fully underwater. So there are people who do that, and there are some that go in up to their ankles and decide that's good enough.
Okay, fair enough. All you have to do is go in, so I guess that matters. Now, let me ask you this. What's the longest you've seen someone stay in the water for one of these polar plunges?
Probably 30 seconds is the most. they once they get in, they don't want to stay.
I was hoping you'd say that. I didn't want any crazy folks who were like, oh, I'm going to stay in here for 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Hopefully they know better. But, you know, then again, you just never know. And that's why you have emergency personnel on hand, right? Just in case someone gets in there and feels like they want to be at least a little bit courageous. Usually when you step in to the waters of Lake Erie at the end of February, it's a pretty telling tale when your skin begins to tingle and you walk in there and your entire body temperature drops by about 20 or 30 degrees. So hopefully there aren't that many crazies out there tomorrow. Sure. But it sounds like it's going to be a great time.
Kate, I know you mentioned everyone wears costumes and all, but what's the typical garb? I mean, what does one wear to jump in the water?
We have seen everything. We had a team of bumblebees last year at the Cleveland Plunge. I remember we had a whole group that did costumes themed around the Flintstones cartoon. I think we had a whole Alice in Wonderland team as well. People really go all out, and considering these costumes are going in the lake and probably not coming out looking that great, I give them a lot of credit.
So one of the important parts you're saying is to make sure you bring an extra pair of clothes too, right?
Absolutely. We advise that everyone, of course, bring dry clothing, and we utilize the wonderful beach house at Edgewater for the facilities in which people can change. And the other piece of advice that I got before my first polar plunge was the less clothing, the better, you know, within reason. But when you come out of that water, think about it. If you have a bunch of wet, cold clothes on, that is not going to be any fun. So I have definitely seen people do this plunge, and probably will tomorrow, in Speedos and bikinis.
Well, and it makes sense if you think about it, because not only, you know, is all of that weight going to be absorbed by whatever material it is you're wearing, it's tough to tear that stuff off, too, especially when you walk in there and you are freezing your tail off. So that's something I think everybody wants to avoid. But this is, of course, for a terrific cause. You know, last year, and again, you guys were sensational in the press release with the puns, 320 brave participants. I love that. Raised over $73,000 for the athletes of Special Olympics Ohio. This is indeed, Kate, going towards a terrific cause. For our listeners out there that might not be aware, give us an idea as to why tomorrow's event and events like this are just so important, and what the funds raised at this event will allow you guys to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We at Special Olympics Ohio want to make sure that any person with an intellectual disability in the state of Ohio has the opportunity to train for and compete in sports. We offer 23 different sports statewide. We have 9 different state-level competitions throughout the year. But on the local and regional level, at any given time, there is a practice, a training session, or even a competition going on, possibly in your community. There's always something happening with Special Olympics Ohio, and we're so proud of our athletes as they are on the forefront of the charge and the revolution for inclusion in this country. We have 2 athletes, actually, that are getting ready to travel to Abu Dhabi early March. They'll be competing next month in the Special Olympics World Games. So there are opportunities for our athletes to compete not only at the local and state level, but nationally and internationally. And it's really overwhelming. If you've ever been to a Special Olympics competition, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, I highly encourage that you check one out, because it's not just everybody gets a hug and a medal. There's, of course, a lot of hugging. Our athletes do get awards. But we have some very, very talented athletes among our groups, and we're very, very proud of them.
And as a matter of fact, one of those events going on in this area next weekend. As a matter of fact, we had the folks from Lorain County Community College on with us about a week or two ago to talk about the events, the North Section Special Olympics Basketball Tournament at LCCC. That's going on all throughout next weekend as well. So as you mentioned, you know, a lot of events going on. And as you mentioned, too, some of those may just be in your backyard or near your community. Also want to throw this idea out there and give you the chance to expand on this as well. If you want to go to the event, but you don't necessarily want to freeze your tail off and you don't want to take the plunge, you guys have a plan for that too, don't you?
You can be two chickens a plunge, and that involves nothing in the water. You are simply donating to our wonderful cause. You'll get an event shirt. You can be there at the event, and we'll have food trucks tomorrow and some other activities. You can have all the fun without the freezing.
All the fun without the freezing. You've got the alliterations. You guys have the puns. You guys are all set and ready to rock and roll for tomorrow. Kate, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information and find out how they can get involved, where can they go to get all that information?
Our website is SOOH.org. And like you mentioned, next weekend's North Section basketball tournament is free and open to the public. So we encourage anyone who would like to see some great basketball action to check that out. That will culminate actually at our state tournament, which is in the end of March in the Columbus area this year. But if you're thinking about checking that out at LCCC next weekend, be a fan in the stands. Our athletes love nothing more than when people come to cheer them on.
No question about that. Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining us today. We certainly appreciate the time, and hopefully everything works out well tomorrow. Everybody has a great time, and you guys get a little bit cold, but not too cold tomorrow.
That's the plan. Thank you so much.